And welcome back to the Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS. I'm here continuing our Hall of Fame conversations. We heard from Bob Fessler. Now we're here with John Evenhouse, former Pella Christian coach, who has been inducted to the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Hall of Fame coming up this weekend. First of all, John, congratulations. I had the pleasure of talking to you over the last couple years for our Coach's Corner. What was it like when you found out that you were going to be recognized in this way?
Well, it really was a surprise more than anything else. You know, I had a nice career, and we had a lot of great ball players, and you just don't expect this to happen. And then Craig Pitcher from Iowa City called me up and said, hey, you're in the Hall of Fame. And it was really a surprise. So it's a neat thing, too.
Well, and you just retired for the second time from coaching after a few years running as Pella Christian's head coach. And for many people who may not know, you had a much longer run with the Eagles that included several state tournament runs. What kind of brought you to Pella and Pella Christian, and kind of let our listeners know how you kind of wound up in this job that ultimately got you in the Hall of Fame?
Well, actually, it's pretty kind of a funny story. We had been big city people. I grew up in Chicago and taught in Chicago and L.A. area. And I was teaching at college, and we were just ready to get back to high school. And they were looking for jobs, and somebody said, there's a job opening at Pella Christian. We both really laughed because we thought moving to a country place like that with farmers and stuff, we just wouldn't fit in, and we thought that was pretty funny. But then we went for a visit, and we found out this is really a neat place. Kim Gritters, who was Kim Pothoven, her mom, when we made our visit, we took our kids with us, and her mom invited us to the basketball tournament because the boys at Pella Christian were playing in Des Moines that year. And we went there, and our kids sat with the kids from the high school. And we got out of that, and the kids said, we can move here. And so we said, okay, we will. And we moved to Pella. So it's been a great time. That was, boy, 27 years ago.
Well, and here we are 27 years later. And in the meantime, you had many seasons with the Pella Christian volleyball program. We were just talking before the microphone that it wasn't you came here instantly and had success. You kind of had to build where the program became. What was that transition like, especially when you came here? And what were the things that you were hoping to implement here to build a program that could have success like it did?
Well, when Vinstra had coached before us, he did a nice job with the gals. But they were ready to move on to a little different level of volleyball, different kind of offenses and stuff. And so that's what we hoped to build. First year was a little rough, but it was okay. We had some nice gals who worked hard. Second year, we started winning quite a bit. That helped that I had my daughter here. And my third year here, all of a sudden, we started getting some sophomore. We had a sophomore group that was really good. Three of them were on the varsity right away. And we started getting some real nice teams. And then I think when you're fairly successful, it gets a lot of the younger gals in town excited, and they start passing volleyballs when they're in third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade, and it just kind of keeps on building. So we had a good run. I think we went to state 10 times in 19 years, so it was a lot of fun.
And when you think about that and the measure of success, obviously everyone wants to win the state championship, but to take a program that really hadn't been to the state tournament so often to make it to where it was an every other year thing, and at one point a several year in a row thing, you know, what in your mind did that take? Because obviously you kind of alluded to it. It kind of took a village, so to speak, to build, and over the course of years you had to build that tradition.
What we found hard at Pella Christian is that we don't have a lot of kids who play USA club ball. And so, therefore, we always felt we have to do a whole lot of teaching. Some of the other schools, they get kids who play club ball, so they'll play from December through May, and they're getting a lot of volleyball experience. And we just didn't have a whole lot of that. We might get one player, maybe two. And so we figured we got to teach. We've got to work in the summer. We've got to get kids who are really dedicated to playing volleyball and other sports because, once again, at Pella Christian, you don't get gals who will play only one sport. They've got to play two or three if Pella Christian's going to be competitive in a lot of different sports. And so that was our goal, to teach and to get enough kids who really enjoy playing volleyball.
And I know this can be a bit of a loaded question, but when you think about your career, you know, are there any sort of memories that stick out, or, you know, kind of stories, especially as you reflect now, you've had a year away from the second retirement, you know, is there anything that sticks out that's like, hey, this is a fun point in my career? Because there's a lot of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, there were a lot of fun things. Playing in the championship game against Western Christian the one year that we were there, I think it was 95. That's awesome, playing in the final game. Too bad Western Christian had a future Olympian playing on their team because we weren't able to beat them. We played Western Christian a lot of times, never were able to beat them. That was kind of a frustrating thing, but always fun to play against them. I was talking about this with Craig Pitcher the other day, too. We used to play Iowa Falls. Iowa Falls used to be a great team, and Ron Rickles was their coach, and we had battles with them. Sometimes we won, sometimes we lost. We had some great battles with Grandview Baptist. They had some really good teams back then. Those were really good things to do. So we really enjoyed battling. I think the one single game memory that I have is one year we were playing Oskaloosa, and we were actually playing for the championship of the conference, and we went to the fifth game. We were down 14-9 in the fifth game. We're all thinking, okay, let's get the clipboards, get ready to go. Jessica Vanee came up to the service line, served five straight points that we scored and tied it up, and then we went on to win and won the conference championship. So that was really a highlight. You know, so things like that stick out. Things that happen in practice, some of the fun things that happen, just being around with these young women and enjoying seeing them improve is always just a great thing.
One, I think with both of your tenures, one of the things that always stood out is you've had some pretty good athletes along the way. That never hurts your coaching resume. And I know both when I talked to Bob and with you is that, you know, athletes are a big part of this. And that's ultimately for a coach. You hope they succeed, and I think you've alluded to it. And I'm sure that's probably a pretty special part of this weekend is obviously you're going into the Hall of Fame, but there's a lot of people that probably contributed to that.
Well, that's what I tell people. They congratulate me for going to the Hall of Fame, and I say, well, let's just look back at the 22 years I coached and look at how many good athletes that we had, kids who really worked hard and played hard and enjoyed playing. And, you know, I could have gone to other programs, and if you don't get those great athletes, you might have good teams, but you won't have great teams. And so it's really all about the athletes. Had a lot of assistants who helped us coach and, you know, just so many people involved in what we're doing. So it's not me so much as it is. We had a good group of people over the years.
Well, and after your first retirement and obviously coming back, you know, you stayed very connected with Pella Christian. What in your mind made it a place that you wanted to stay? Because like you said, you came in, you were a big city guy. What has kept you around the program, even when you weren't coaching for really the last almost 30 years now?
It's probably the people. We have so many friends that we've made. Some of the young gals who I coached, they're still really good friends. And I love volleyball, and we love Pella. We talk about being snowbirds now and going in the winter to Arizona or something. My wife says, well, you'll have a good time because I'm not going. We've got grandkids here and kids, so we're here to stay. We've really enjoyed this community. It's a special community. You know, it's not only just a real clean community, and not because it's just Dutch or anything like that. There's just a lot of good people around here who you enjoy being around and who will support you and really you enjoy being with. So it's a great community. We're so happy we moved here.
Well, and what makes this Hall of Fame induction coming up this weekend so unique is that you're going in with a former rival coach of yours for many years. You and Bob Fessler were on the opposite side of the benches. And then during your second run was often an official maybe that was standing up on the top of the bench when you were coaching. And obviously Bob does so much for the state now when it comes to volleyball. How neat is that to be going in with him? And what are some of the memories you have of either coaching against Bob or working with him as an administrator?
Bob's a good friend of mine, and we would compete like crazy on the floor, but in between games we'd talk to each other, and after matches we'd talk to each other. So he's a good friend. He has done a whole lot for volleyball. He was a very, very good coach, but in addition to that, he's done a lot of stuff for the Girls Coaches Association and for the state. He's a referee now. He is very deserving. It's really a neat thing to go in with somebody else from your town who's a good friend into the Hall of Fame. So that's a real special thing for me.
Well, and what does that say about volleyball in Pella? Obviously, you were on the Pella Christian side, but especially in your second tenure of coaching, they really became quite the team in Class 4A. How exciting is that for you to see that the sport of volleyball here in Pella, even now that you're not coaching, seems to be in really good hands, and it has two great programs that have rich tradition?
That's really neat. When I first came here, we were down a little bit, and then we started getting better, and Pella was not real good for a while there. And then Lisa Vandaloon came in and started them on a good road. And then they had another gal came in and helped them play well. Then Bob came in and they really got good. They've always had good athletes. They have kids who really enjoy competing. My son-in-law coaches over at Pella High with cross country. And so I know what their athletes are like. And once again, they're good kids too. So it's neat to see both programs flourish and do well. And we really hope that they continue to do that. It's just fun to watch.
That's John Evenhouse, longtime Pella Christian head coach, who's headed into the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Hall of Fame. All the best to you, John. We really appreciate it, all the time you spent with us over the years, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy this weekend.
Well, thank you. It should be quite a lot of fun.